In Iraq today, suicide bombers targeted Shiite pilgrims. The worst attacks came in the city of Hilla, where at least 106 people died. Many more were wounded. The pilgrims were making their way west on foot to the city of Karbala. They travel there to mark the death in the 7th century of the Imam Hussein, the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. NPR's Graham Smith reports from Baghdad.
In an attack sure to fuel sectarian hatred, two suicide bombers made their way into a crowd of black-clad pilgrims in Hilla today and detonated explosive-packed belts. The men were also carrying plastic bags full of explosives, according to police. Thousands of Shiite worshippers were gathered at a crossroad, waiting to get through a checkpoint meant to protect them on their way to the city of Karbala. In addition to the scores of dead, a source at the Hilla Hospital says more than 120 people packed the emergency room. Each year, religious Shiites stream towards Karbala for Arbareen, the end of a 40-day period of mourning for the death of their most revered figure, the Imam Hussein. They travel on foot, often as families, bearing black flags of mourning, green to symbolize paradise in the afterlife, and red flags for the blood spilled when Hussein was beheaded after a great battle over 1,300 years ago. The pilgrims are easy targets for bombers and gunmen. In addition to the tragedy in Hilla, car bombers killed 10 religious travelers in southern Baghdad, another 3 just west in the Yarmouk neighborhood. Yesterday, snipers and bombs killed 12 others. The ceremonial journey is meant to culminate on Friday at the shrine where Imam Hussein is believed to be buried, a religious festival banned under the Ba'athist regime, but now attended by tens of thousands. Traditionally, after Arbareen, activities that are put on hold during the observance, weddings, parties, any public display of joy, can resume. But with these latest killings, condemned tonight by Prime Minister Maliki, many people here say that revenge attacks against Sunnis may be coming. Already, the last 3 days have seen an uptick in the number of tortured bodies found in the streets and rivers around Baghdad, this despite the U.S. and Iraqi security operations meant to quell such violence. The killing of Americans also continues. Today, the U.S. military announced the deaths of 9 soldiers from Task Force Lightning. 6 were killed yesterday on combat patrol in Saladin province, 3 in neighboring Diyala, all of them from roadside explosives that targeted their vehicles. Graham Smith, NPR News, Baghdad.